time for more talk now. This is MTN.
Welcome back to it. We're going to get back to the most outrageous bill put forward by Dianne Feinstein and so reckless and so carelessly put together it would allow parents arrested for just about anything within 100 miles of the border not to be detained if they have children. That's how bad it is. Every Democrat signed on to it. That's going to be a problem for them. But I'm going to shift gears now because a story of paramount importance is being missed in all of this. Maybe that's intentional. And that was the Inspector General Michael Horowitz back on Capitol Hill Tuesday. And he really did peel back the ridiculous notion that the FBI was not biased in its investigation into the Trump campaign and the Hillary Clinton email scandal and singled out FBI agent Peter Stroke, Pete Stroke, they kept calling him, he struck out. Stroke is out. He got escorted from the building amid the internal review. Escorted out of the building about 4:30 yesterday was Pete Stroke. The guy that was instrumental in both the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the Russia investigation of Donald Trump, because the question before Michael Horowitz is, was there bias? And they tried to suggest in the report, in the IG report that came out last Thursday, that somehow their bias didn't impact either investigation. But put on the hot seat by Trey Gowdy. Put on the hot seat by Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, Horowitz backpedaled quite a bit. And in fact, when he was confronted with the idea that the Hillary Clinton investigation had been prejudged and the Russia investigation had been prejudged, it got serious. Here's a back and forth with Trey Gowdy. It's bite three. Go.
You know, my view of this was that this was extremely serious, completely antithetical to the core values. In my personal view, having been a prosecutor and worked with FBI agents, I can't imagine FBI agents suggesting even that they might use their powers to investigate, frankly, any candidate for any office.
Well, I can't either. And let me ask you this in conclusion. I think you've already, you laid out in your opening that Peter Strzok's obsession with Donald Trump and the Russia investigation may have led him to take his eyes off of the Wiener laptop and in a notably ironic way caused Jim Comey to be a little bit later in sending those letters to Congress. So that is one example of outcome determinative bias. But I got to ask you, you used to be in a courtroom. You were on the side of the United States and you worked for the Department of Justice. If someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it ends, and someone is prejudging the outcome of an investigation before it even begins, what is more textbook bias than prejudging this investigation before it's over and this one before it begins? I am struggling to find a better example of outcome determinative bias than that. So what am I missing?
Well, I think certainly with regard to the Russia investigation you mentioned, as you know, we are looking at that in an ongoing way. With regard to the Clinton email investigation, I think as we lay out here and go through it, we looked at text messages, emails, documents to try and assess whether the specific decisions that we were asked to look at and then the ultimate prosecutorial decision were impacted by Strzok, Page, and the others' views. And what we ended up finding, particularly as to the prosecutor's decision, was that was a decision they made exercising their discretion on their view of the policy, the law, and the facts as it was found. We've laid that out. And in our view, we didn't find or see evidence that the prosecutors were impacted by that bias.
And how could they not be? How could they not be? Anyhow, Strzok's let out of the building now. His attorney is blaming the process of the investigation internally now. He's part of an internal investigation now. And as you may have picked up on, but if it wasn't perfectly clear, let me be. Michael Horowitz is investigating Peter Strzok directly and whether or not the Russian investigation was started properly or if it was started with bias, with predetermined outcomes, which is what it appears, meaning the Bob Mueller investigation is compromised from day one because Peter Strzok was key and there. Lisa Page was key and there. Other agents that were cited in the IG report were key, and they were on that team as well. So Bob Mueller's investigation was compromised from day one, and this is maybe why the Democrats are making so much noise and stink about what's going on at the southern border, which is the same thing that's gone on at the southern border for the last many years. Under two previous administrations, many children were separated from their parents, and maybe that's the focus. Look at what's going on over here. Please ignore Peter Strzok. Please ignore the potentially bogus Russia investigation. And the attorney for Peter Strzok blaming the process, as I mentioned, his attorney saying this, Aiton Goldman, by the way, Aiton Goldman, despite being put through a highly questionable process, Pete has complied with every FBI procedure, including being escorted from the building as part of the ongoing internal proceedings. That was in a statement yesterday. Goldman said partisan politics has called into question, and this is hilarious, the impartiality of the process. Really, all of this seriously calls into question the impartiality of the disciplinary process, which now appears painted by political influence. I don't think Michael Horowitz influenced anything, and that's a red herring. That's a little piece of garbage for you. I'll tell you that. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions. If you're sick and tired of the IRS or the state of Michigan controlling your life, listen up. Every unfiled tax return and unanswered letter from the IRS affects your rights, and don't think you don't have rights, because yes, you do. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. On the show today, well, we got a big one for you. Grover Norquist, Ken Bertolini, and a lot more.